I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen. Anyone order a pizza with a side of Jesus juice? It's Watch What Happens Live with Giselle Bryan and Brandi Redman now. Andy Cohen in the Bravo Clubhouse with a major treat. Tonight, we are straddling the drama in Potomac and Dallas, so I hope you at home have done your stretches. Between dating and breaking up with Sherman, feuding with Monique, and trying to make sense of Karen's tax troubles, this season, my first guest has experienced drama of every hue. Here to dish on tonight's finale, it's Potomac housewife Giselle Bryan. Great to see you. And during her time as a Dallas housewife, she's had to deal with countless meltdowns and a surprising amount of poop. So her new baby should be a breeze. Here to bring us up to speed on everything that's going down in Dallas, please welcome back Brandi Redman. Great to see you. Have the two of you ever met?
No.
No, first time.
But I love her. She's my fave.
She's my fave, too. And actually, I've tweeted about
You've
that.
Tweeted? Yes. Yes, she has.
Okay.
I'm like, yes.
Team Brandi.
Oh, Team Brandi?
Yes.
All right. Very good. I love that. Since I'm so excited for the Dallas premiere and since it's National Underwear Day, we might have made that up. I thought we should celebrate Texas by showcasing some real grade A beef. Behind the bar, it's our hot cowboys, Michael Dean and Sean Alexander. Hey, fellas, how you doing?
Great.
Doing good.
How many times have you guys bartended? Like 1,000?
Somewhere up there.
Somewhere up there. Good. Well, we always love to have you.
Good to love that.
And only because we like you so much, not because of anything else.
Nothing else.
Yes.
Nothing else.
I want to get started. You know, Karen returned from Cannes tonight with a luggage full of, well, she didn't return tonight, but tonight she did have a luggage full of shade for Ashley. Here is our shady boot moment of the night.
Had a great time. Of course, normal cat fights, you know, from the obvious suspects who I don't empower or repeat.
There is no way I was going to take Ashley's accusations about my marriage or my living situation seriously. I'm coming home to my man. Who's greeting you, Ashley? Nobody.
Okay. It has been hot and steamy in Potomac lately, and I'm not just talking about wine. I'm talking about pizza. Take a look.
So I'm delivering the pizza.
We are peeping through the windows to see if we see any life of a Huger.
Which one's the house?
Go, Robin, go.
Well, did you get a pizza delivered to your house the other night?
I don't know. What's going on?
Everybody got pizzas. Did you get one?
Not to my knowledge.
Interesting. Karen got no pizza.
The plot thickens.
Okay, Giselle, we all saw the pizza was gone, so yes. Do we think she got the pizza?
No, we asked her, she did not get the pizza. I don't know what happened to the pizza.
Okay.
But she did not get the pizza. She didn't see the pizza. Does she live there?
I am trying to remember what she said at the reunion. She did have an explanation.
Yes.
You are gonna find out. I gotta tell you something. I have finally seen you in a look that does not suit you, and that is that curly top wig.
Okay. I
didn't think it could happen. No, not tonight.
Okay.
No. You're an empress in Gucci tonight. Yes. The big news that right out of the gate and the premiere of Dallas is that you adopted a very cute ginger baby boy named Bruin. Congratulations. I have baby Bruin on the brain, and I have questions for you. How did your daughters react to the news that you were adopting, and how are they adjusting?
They were ecstatic, super excited. I was shocked. We actually FaceTimed with the girls when we were in the NICU, and they were like, just bring him home.
That's sweet. That's nice. And Stephanie was instrumental in you getting
she
this baby,
was.
Which is incredible. Which Dallas lady has given you the best baby gift so far?
Stephanie.
Because she gave me the baby. Yes. Has anyone not given you a gift?
Leanne.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Which Dallas lady would you trust to babysit Bruin besides Steph?
Cameron.
You adopted little Bruin at 2 months old and a closed adoption agreement. Because you're on reality TV and the couple knows what their child looks like, are you concerned at all that they might make that connection?
They don't know what he looks like.
Oh.
It was a closed, they were teens that had him, and they completely gave up all their rights, and apparently she didn't even look at him when he was born to disconnect from him.
Got it.
Oh, wow.
All right, well, thank you very much. Well, the baby's so cute, and we're so happy for you. Yeah, it's really sweet. It's a very
awesome.
Sweet story
yes.
and a great way to start the season. Giselle and Brandy are here to take your questions, but before we get to those, here's what three things I am obsessed with tonight. First, on tonight's Potomac finale, when Ashley told Karen that it was nice to see her wearing her wedding ring, Karen looked like she wanted to get down on one knee and propose that Ashley F off. Watch.
I'm wearing your ring today. I'm happy to see that. I'm happy to see that Ray is here.
I don't think that's a compliment, Ashley.
It is nice. I'm genuinely happy about it.
You're happy she's wearing her ring?
Yes.
The day that I care about your opinion about my ring, my toenail, my toes, my teeth, I will check myself into an insane asylum. I don't give a f- what you say. You give nothing but lies. You are the liar.
Oh, really?
Ashley is a liar because that is just who she is. And until she wants to make a conscious decision to change herself to be a better human being, she won't.
You're sitting here laughing your way through that.
I love to see them go at it. Ashley and Karen go at it like I've never seen before.
And they go at it like a house on fire, and then it's just done. It's kind of amazing.
It's never done. Yeah, it's never
Here's
done.
What, at the exact moment that Karen and Ashley nearly wrung each other's necks over a ring, their husbands were getting into it just 10 feet away. I guess double dates are kind of weird in Potomac. Take a look.
Are you living in Potomac still? Or are you living in baseball?
You've been to my house. What the hell are you talking about?
That's a rented house, right?
That's my house. What are you talking about?
You buy it? Dude, I just want to know. Is everything
Michael, right? Just get the hell out.
I just had a weird interaction with Ray. So I asked about why the move.
And what did Ray say to you?
He says none of your business.
Oh, he told you the truth.
Oh, Michael knows exactly where we live.
He's not invited. That's why he know where we live. But I'm just saying, I see why they married each other. You're cut from the same cloth. Moldy, mildewy. Messy.
I gotta tell you something. Karen is really funny.
Karen's very funny.
Were you surprised? You know, you're buddies with Ray. You go back.
Yes.
You go back a while. What was your reaction when you saw Michael confronting him about that?
Well, Michael is 100% messy. Messier than Ashley.
Okay.
Yes. So I wasn't shocked by it, but I was kind of feeling like Ray is normally cooler than that. He normally keeps his cool. And
right.
He kind of lost it.
Second, when Ashley confronted Michael about wanting to have a baby, he suggested he'd rather take a pregnant pause on their family plans. Here's what, ladies, take a look at this moment from tonight's Potomac, and I want your thoughts on the other side. Watch.
I'm not asking you to impregnate me tomorrow, but I'm asking for the possibility.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know them yet.
It's something that we had talked about when we got married.
I've got to change my whole feeling from where we were 8 months ago, where I was planning my future without you. So give me a little bit more time, please. All right.
If by my 30th birthday we still haven't reached a conclusion, then that's it.
Wow. Yeah. Tough, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. But more to come with that.
Right.
But, you know, I mean, as a wife, you want to get knocked up.
Right.
Yeah.
And she's so young.
Yeah, she is so young. Yeah. Finally, on the upcoming season premiere of The Real Housewives of Dallas, Leanne tries to extend her hand to her longtime enemy, Carrie. And here's what, as you might remember, Leanne's hands work quite well. Here's a sneak peek of Dallas, which premieres August 15th, everybody.
I just want to see where we are. I'm not, like, at the point where I want to be friends. I need to figure out if you can respect me.
I can't. But, Carrie, do you know something? I feel like I'm going to say something, and it's going to get twisted off to somebody else, and then
God knows
what that's going to
be. Actions speak louder than words, and, your actions have spoken.
I'm also going to keep owning those actions.
I don't even want to talk about them, because it makes me sick.
Because
there's no reason to rehash.
All right. What did you ask her during the clip?
I just was concerned. What was that? Was that a jacket? Was it a shirt?
Oh, yes. What Leanne was wearing? Was she wearing a fur in Dallas?
Yeah,
I said it was the Abominable Snowman, but she said it was
Cruella.
Cruella, yeah. Okay. Let's go to Jill from California. Hey, Jill, what's your question for Giselle Bryant?
Oh, my question is, Giselle, why did you start drama by telling Karen that Ray had a crush on Erica Lyles? And then what was Erica's reaction when she saw it on TV?
Erica thought it was very funny because she remembers the incident. Karen was all up in my business, my every hue business. So I need to let her know, don't come for me because I'm going to tell the world your husband's business.
Brandy, Tawny R. wants to know how you decided on the name Bruin for your new baby.
My husband has always loved the name. He's a Bruins fan, so there you go.
Wow, it's a cool name.
Yeah, it's good to be.
So do you call him Brew?
We call him Brew Brew.
Brew Brew.
Brew Brew. Let's go to Cindy from New York. Hey, Cindy, what's your question?
Hey, Andy. Hi, Giselle. Hi, Brandy. Brandy, mazel on the addition to your family.
Thank
He's adorable.
You.
I just saw his picture on Instagram. I'm a huge fan of yours, Brandy. Since the last season, have you learned your lesson and stopped spreading rumors you heard from other people?
Did I do that? I don't think I did that, actually. It wasn't rumors from other people. If you're referring to the stuff with Carrie and Mark, that was actually not a rumor that was spread. That was actually information that was given to me through Mark's daughter. So.
Oh, okay. Let's go to Pam from Florida. Hey, Pam, what's your question?
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi, my question's for Giselle.
Okay.
Do you think it's hypocritical of Ashley to go after Karen's marriage when hers is very flimsy right now?
No, we don't believe in hypocrisy in Potomac. So we just do our thing. Yes.
We don't believe in hypocrisy in Potomac.
No, we just do our thing. Yes.
Really?
Yes, we just go for it.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Everything's fair game.
Maybe that's your tagline next season.
I like that.
I'm not believing in hypocrisy. Are we going to be able to do the streets as your tagline?
We're going to try.
Okay, good. Let's go to Senny from Oregon. Hey, Senny, what's your question?
Hey, Andy. Hi, ladies. Brandy, if Leanne asked you to be a bridesmaid at her wedding, would you accept?
Unfortunately, I would not. Sorry.
Really? You would not?
No.
Okay.
No, thank you.
Rhiannon D wants to know, why does Giselle and her clique, Robin and Ashley, care so much about Karen's life? If they ain't messy women and they claim to empower women, why do they care so much where she lives and who she sleeps with? They don't let up.
Well, we did the whole pizza thing because she never told us a straight answer. And we just felt like, you know, it was time to get a straight answer. Do you live there or not?
Giselle, Samantha L. wants to know your honest reaction to Ashley's new music video.
It was cute. Yeah, she didn't ask me to be in it. I don't understand why that happened. But, okay. I mean, it was very cute.
Because Charisse is in it?
Yes.
Anyone else?
And she had my Every Hue brush in it.
Okay,
that's
good.
Nice. Yeah, it was very nice of her. No one else is in it.
Okay.
But I was very impressed with her dance moves.
Did you pay an integration fee for that brush to appear?
No, I did not.
Okay.
Yes.
Good. So that's free product placement.
Yes, thank God.
Andy. Yes. Yes. Lisa G wants to know, Brandy, have you and Stephanie fully moved past your issues last year? Do you feel like you'll ever get in a bad place again?
I don't think so. She's like a sister to me. And I mean, I think people are going to be very excited because we're back to our shenanigans.
Yeah. It's a fun season. I'm really loving it. I'm about six episodes
so
in.
I mean, it's so funny. Like, I swear I've peed my pants a few times.
Yeah. I can't look at Cameron because she looks, I mean, it's not that I can't look at her, but I can't look at her without thinking she looks exactly like Nicole Kidman.
She really does. And I tell everybody she has the most beautiful skin. It's like butter.
Yeah.
Like just cream.
It's game time, everybody. One of my guests may have driven the great calls to drop out the smoking hot pie, but can both of my guests identify a smoking hot lie? Let's find out with Bravo Wood Squares, Bravo Edition. Pick a square and listen to that Bravo-related statement and agree or disagree. If you're right, you get the square. If you're wrong, your opponent does. First to get tic-tac-toe, three in a row, wins. Giselle, you're first. Hey, stars. Okay, Giselle, pick a star.
Vicki Gunvalson.
Vicki Gunvalson, center square. Vicki, what do you got?
I like to snort when the conversations are boring me.
Is that true? Does she snort?
True.
That is not true. She snores. She doesn't snort. Okay, Brandy gets the square. Brandy, pick a square.
I'm going to go with Kristen Doty.
Kristen Doty. Okay, Kristen, what do you got?
In season 4 of Vanderpump Rules, Jax spit on my door.
Okay, is that true? Did Jax spit on her door?
True.
It is false. James spit on her door. Giselle gets the square. Okay, it's rollicking. Giselle,
yes.
Pick a star.
Bridget.
Bridget Everett.
Dorinda's boyfriend, John, is the owner of a nail salon.
That's false.
That is false. Yes. He owns Madame Paulette, which is a dry cleaner.
Yes.
Okay, Brandy, pick a square.
Frederick.
Okay, I think you're playing tic-tac-toe, so you probably want to go for the block, right?
I'm helping you.
Do you want to go for the block so that she doesn't win? Look at the board.
I'm just getting this. Thank you.
Okay, yeah, you're playing tic-tac-toe.
Three in a row. Okay.
Yeah,
if I get the one in the middle,
so do you want to go?
Oh, you win. Okay. Yes.
Right, so
you pick for me then.
Okay, well, then do you want Cecily Strong?
Sure.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay. Cecily Strong from Saturday Night Live. Again, it's tic-tac-toe, folks.
Danielle Staub claims the one thing you can't call her is trash.
True?
That is true. You got the score. All right. The game continues. Okay, I'm assuming that you want to go for the block, right, Giselle?
I do.
Okay.
So, Reza.
Yes, very good.
Tommy wore basketball shorts on his first date with MJ.
That's it, Shaz. Did Tommy wear basketball shorts on his first date with MJ?
I'm just going to say yeah.
Yes, he did. Oh, my God. gosh, the game continues. You get the block. Wow, I don't know that we're ever going to get this. Okay, Brandy?
Okay, so I'm going to go with Craig, I guess.
Okay, Craig, yes. Okay, Craig?
Kenya Moore said Kim Zolciak's lips look like duck lips.
Yes, that is true. Okay, very good. And I guess for the block, you are going to go for Frederick Eklund.
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Bethany Frankel was a PA on the TV series Saved by the Bell.
Is that true?
That's false.
That is true. Okay, that was a rollicking game. Let's go to Tiffany from Florida on the line. Hey, Tiffany, what's your question?
Hey, Andy, my question is for Giselle. Giselle, why did you lie to Robin and tell her that the ladies did not want to wait for her in Cannes?
Why?
I just want to hang out with my friend. Like, you know, no drama, just me and Robin, Green Eye Bandit thing. Yeah, so I lied. Okay, sorry.
You did?
Yes.
Okay. Do you watch most of the other Housewives, Brandy?
I do.
You do?
Yes.
And is it, and what is that like for you?
Oh, it's really fun. You know, a lot of times I'm drinking Jesus juice when I'm watching. It's like my go-to.
Yeah.
So I can't remember a whole lot afterwards.
Yes.
So.
All right, that's good. Yeah. I can handle
Where's
that.
Where's that doormat?
Do you have a favorite of the other cities?
No, I really don't. I like them all. I think they're all different and unique. But I will say I saw your doormat that says, you know, goodbye. Like, on it says goodbye, move on, I'm watching Bravo.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I need that doormat.
Okay, we'll get you one of those doormats. Yes. It's time for my mazel of the day. It goes to Beth Ford, the new CEO of Land O'Lakes, who is the first openly gay woman CEO of a Fortune 500 company. On behalf of the gay community, I want to tell Beth Ford that we all support her, even though butter is technically not a part of any of our gay pride diets. Just FYI. Tonight's Jackal goes to the news that a superintendent who has been accused of regularly pooping on a New Jersey high school's track and football field is now suing the police. I love this story. This is a true story. This dude has been pooping on the football field, and he is now suing the police for $1 million for damaging his reputation. Again, he has been pooping on the football field, okay? Like, I've been reading about this in the New York Post. I can't say for certain how this is going to turn out, but one thing is for sure, that football field's grass has never looked healthier. I want to thank Giselle, Brandy, Michael, and Sean. Dude, in the thing, you're like up. We're talking about the reunion. How would you describe the Potomac reunion, Giselle?
It was, everybody got it out
yeah.
of their system, I
that
feel.
That is true.
Yeah, and yeah. I think that a lot is revealed,
yeah.
and the guys kind of went for it.
The guys really went for
yes.
it.
Yes.
Yes, absolutely. Brandi Redmond is here, the Real Housewives of Dallas. On Bravo. It's kind of fun because both of your shows came up at the same time. We launched Potomac and Dallas. You're starting your season three. You're just ending your season three.
Yep.
And they're both great shows. I really love them. Behind the bar, it's our Hot Cowboys, Michael Dean and Sean Alexander. So you guys, tell us your Instagram so that everyone knows how to follow you.
Sean Alexander. With two R's.
Two R's.
Okay.
And Michael Dean 2.0.
Michael Dean 2.0.
Oh, yeah. You like
Very
the,
good.
You like
the... And you're both models, fitness models and personal trainers in New York City?
That's right.
Yes.
And Andy Cohen enthusiast.
That's very sweet. Yeah. And they both lied to me about their ages during the commercial break.
That was a lie.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
This is Deb from Land O'Lakes, Minnesota.
I love it. Hey, Deb, what's your question?
Okay, this is for Brandy.
Okay.
Brandy, do you think that DeAndra's mother will ever hand the business over to her daughter?
I have to say that I love Mama D. I just absolutely
Me
love
too.
Her.
Star oh of the gosh. Show with
yes,
all due.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, I respect her a lot. And, you know, I've heard DeAndra go through a lot with her mom. And, you know, she's very fortunate to have a mom that loves and supports her so much. So I will just say that her mother is a mother and she's guiding her the best that she knows how. And she's doing a great job. So I think DeAndra should just sit tight.
Very okay. politic answer. Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, I'm Katie, and I am calling from Puyallup, Washington.
Hey, what's your question?
Hey, my question is for Giselle, and I was wondering who you think is to blame for bringing Kendall around, Monique or Charisse, and also where do you stand with Monique and Charisse now?
It was 95% Monique. I love Charisse, and me and Monique are not.
Okay, you are not. Okay, back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, it's Dylan from Minnesota.
Hey there, what's your question?
Andy.
Hi.
All right. Hi, you are one of my favorite people who have never been in my kitchen, but you are welcome anytime.
Thank you. Where do you live?
Giselle. I'm Mankato, Minnesota.
Oh, wow. Okay. Are you a good cook?
I'm an excellent cook.
Maybe I'll come
back. Italian, half Italian, so yeah. Sounds great.
Okay.
My question is for Brandy.
Okay.
Where do you keep sexual chocolate from last year, and can we expect it to make an appearance this year?
You know, that's been, I've thought about bringing him several times. But yes, he is actually in my laundry room, very up high, like very, very
right.
High.
All right. Okay, well, I'm glad we solved that. I want to thank Sean and Michael and Brandy and Giselle for more cooking on BravoTV.com. Everybody, good night.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Welcome to the small town of Chinook, where faith runs deep and secrets run deeper. In this new thriller, available exclusively on Wondery Plus, religion and crime collide when a gruesome murder rocks the isolated Montana community. Everyone is quick to point their fingers at a drug-addicted teenager, but local deputy Ruth Vogel isn't convinced. She suspects connections to a powerful religious group. Enter federal agent V.B. Loro, who has been investigating a local church for possible criminal activity. The pair form an unlikely partnership to catch the killer, unearthing secrets that leave Ruth torn between her duty to the law, her religious convictions, and her very own family. But something more sinister than murder is afoot, and someone is watching Ruth. With an all-star cast led by Emmy nominee Sanaa Lathan and Star Wars Kelly Marie Tran, Chinook is available exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Murder on My Mind, a new podcast available exclusively on Wondery Plus, explores the circumstances leading up to the murder of two young men and the mistrials of the man accused of killing them. Up-and-coming rapper YNW Melly gained notoriety in the hip-hop world for his shocking lyrics and criminal exploits. When two of his best friends were gunned down in a drive-by shooting, investigators suspected the young rapper staged the scene. But after not one, but two trials that ended in hung juries and new evidence that may place YNW Melly at the scene of the crime, his trial has been paused indefinitely. With countless twists and turns, Law and Crime covers all angles of the case and begs the question, is this young artist the victim of a witch hunt or a silver-tongued devil who's evil to the core? Listen to Murder on My Mind exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.